Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 743, Rooted in the Fundamentals, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And what's a Wednesday show without a little bit of inspiration? Quote, "Begin each day anew and forgive yourself for yesterday." Anonymous. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Rooted in the Fundamentals, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. After sharing an outdoor conditioning video, I received several emails from viewers who were surprised to see me working with what they described as basic exercises. For instance, one reader was shocked that I still perform push-ups and pull-ups. He was expecting to see more challenging variations. Another reader asked what could be done to intensify sledgehammer swings and hill runs. He continued by stating his assumption that I filmed these basic exercises to provide options for novice spectators. No expiration date. Unfortunately, his assumption is false. I am not of the opinion that once we progress beyond certain exercises, that such movements offer nothing in return. When performed at a brisk pace or when combined with other movements, I still find traditional calisthenics to be challenging and effective. I certainly don't limit myself to traditional push-ups and pull-ups, but I'm also not beyond them. Occasionally working with less intense movements has proved useful to me for many years. I am still able to work at a brisk pace and receive conditioning benefits while my body is given a break from heavier, more intense loading. As for the sledgehammer swings and hill runs, these are activities that rarely require elaborate modifications. I have performed both activities for over 20 years, and I'm still challenged when I work at a fast pace. This isn't to say that you can't include variety on occasion, but there is no need to significantly alter an exercise or drill that is already effective. Sure, you can run faster and longer or swing faster and heavier, but complex modifications are rarely needed. Regrettably, many modern athletes and trainers shy away from useful exercises because they appear to be too basic. The fallacy is that basic movements must always be modified or intensified. Yet oddly enough, I have never seen anyone who has outgrown heavy sledgehammer swings or continuous hill sprints. These simple exercises have always gotten the best of me, and I don't expect that to ever change. Flash versus substance. Perhaps it is necessary to remind certain readers that the relevance of an exercise or routine is not based on visual appeal. Speaking as a trainer, I admit that it isn't very exciting to watch one of my athletes run up and down a hill. It is naturally more exciting to witness a physical display that captures your attention immediately. For example, if you lift a heavy load from the ground, spectators will instantly take notice. The same could be said of a challenging bodyweight feat. Conversely, if you're running 400-meter repeats, I wouldn't expect the same attention unless you are a Michael Johnson clone. Continuous conditioning activities tend to lack visual appeal. It is not that exciting to watch the same motions performed over and over and over again. In fact, three of my preferred activities could be categorized as such, meaning they're effective but boring to watch. Sledgehammer swings, hill sprints, and heavy sandbag carries are prime examples. Each is challenging and effective, yet will never attract widespread attention. Consequently, I have noticed many athletes whose supplemental training has shifted away from fundamental movements and more towards visually appealing exercises. As a result, their supplemental training is based more on achieving certain exercises as opposed to using exercises to enhance their sport performance. As a result, the work performed does not always reflect the sporting needs of the athlete. The fact that you have progressed to a challenging exercise doesn't necessarily mean you've improved for your sport. And please note, I am not making these statements to suggest that athletes shouldn't set challenging goals. I am also not suggesting that the attainment of a challenging feat offers nothing in return. There certainly can be benefits that assist the athlete. I simply remind athletes to focus their attention primarily towards exercises or routines that offer the most in return, based on their sporting needs. For instance, a boxer in a 6-week training camp will likely benefit more from hill sprints and sledgehammer swings as opposed to achieving a visually appealing bodyweight feat. Final thoughts. In summary, an athlete's training is intended to improve his performance when competing. Athletes should seek attention when they perform, not when they train. Oftentimes, it is necessary to work through exercises or drills that lack visual appeal. Don't confuse the lack of attention for a lack of potential. You may not attract onlookers by continually running a hill or swinging a sledgehammer, but it is this type of work that will allow you to perform in ways that eventually attract the attention of fans in the crowd. Never assume that you are too good for the basics. A strong foundation that is built from the fundamentals will never outgrow the fundamentals. You just listened to the post titled "Rooted in the Fundamentals" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'll be honest with you. I enjoyed onlookers when I used to train at a gym. I now have a gym in my garage, so I no longer have to make that trip. But when I used to work out at a gym, first you should know that I'm not that big of a dude. I'm not really all that tall. I won't tell you my exact height, but I'm definitely over 5 feet, but underwhelming when you meet me in person. And so for me, it would always be kind of an ego boost and I'm going to show you what I got in the gym when I'd be able to, let's say, deadlift over 300 pounds. I remember I could see in the mirror, guys would be looking at me. They'd see me with that bar loaded with all that weight, and I could just see the looks in their eyes. They're like, he's never going to lift that. I don't know what he's thinking. And then I would lift it, and I could see their eyes. I ended up focusing too much on the onlookers at the gym and making sure that I'm doing flashy moves with heavy, heavy weights, and that was exactly when I re-aggravated my back. And so yes, Ross is absolutely right. Forget the onlookers, forget flashy moves, and stick to the basics. If you can do the basics perfectly, where each rep is perfect and correct, you're still going to achieve some results. Now, you don't want to do the same number of reps and same number of sets, because then, like I said earlier this week, the body will adapt. But if you can do these basic moves perfectly while mixing things up, by altering weight, by altering sets and reps and things like that, you can achieve maximum efficiency of your muscles without getting injured like I did. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.